Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And we are here in a new year and a new decade. As I am recording this, it is January 14th, 2021, and I am very excited, but not for the reason that you might be excited or may have been reading or hearing about. People were happy to leave 2020 behind because so many things happened that were perceived as negative, and yes, I agree with that. But I believe that we create our own joy and prosperity. And that's part of Prestabilius, excellence in marketing. Prestabilius is a Latin word that means excellence, outstanding, extraordinary, and it's up to us. We have it within our power to create a joyous space for us to live in and to thrive in. So yes, it's always wonderful to have a new year, and here we are. So I've done my word for the year, my three words for the year, my phrase for the year for over a decade. So for 2021, I decided in December that my phrase would be back to the future mindfully. So I am excited to go back facing the future, but doing it more mindfully. Mindfulness is something that I haven't excelled in over the years. So I'm taking things a little more slowly, a little more thoughtfully, a little more mindfully as we enter this year. And what I want to talk about on this episode of the podcast is the idea of taking baby steps. And I have advised several of my students over the year, people in my mentor program, I have advised them to take baby steps as a way for them to get started. But now I'm kind of pulling back on that idea. And the reason is I believe that taking baby steps can hold us back temporarily and permanently. If you want a great future, then I want you to take great steps, great actions. A book that I reread every year, and I don't believe I've ever talked about it on Prestabilius, because this is the beginning of our third year of this particular podcast series. I've done them in the past, but this one I started 2 years ago today, so we've just started today, our third year. And the book that I reread every January is called The 12-Week Year. Get More Done in 12 Weeks Than Others Do in 12 Months, by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. And you can get that over on Amazon at connieloves.me/12-week-year. So connieloves.me/12-week-year. No spaces anywhere. And this book, it was written in 2013. It was published in 2013. I read it within 6 months or so, and liked it very much, reread it again the following year, and finally decided as part of my goal setting and achieving program that I do in a big way every December and then implement throughout the year, I decided to incorporate the rereading of this book every January. And it's an easy read. The book isn't even 200 pages, I don't believe. And I like to have the physical copy of the book. I don't know about you, but I prefer that. 190 pages in hardcover. And what I'm doing this year is I'm taking notes on each chapter, and each chapter is 4, 5, 6 pages. And that way you move more quickly through it and you have those notes to look back on. And some of the notes are my unique and individual ideas. Others are exactly a sentence or a quote from that chapter. And I would recommend that you do this. And this is a way for you to see that baby steps won't help you accomplish anything. They really won't, nothing major. And the way this came into my consciousness, into my realm of thinking, was a few weeks ago, I had a knee surgery. I like to say that I was in a competitive skateboarding event. That's how I injured my knee, but that's just a wonderful story that isn't true. Instead, I fell. I fell down on my knee, on my kneecap. So I broke my kneecap and stretched a tendon right below the kneecap. And it was quite painful and awful for a while. And finally, they were able to go in and make a little incision and go in and clean up the kneecap. So in the days after I had that surgery in December of 2020, I was taking baby steps around the house and outside. And any place I went, I was being very, very cautious because I didn't want to injure it so soon after the surgery. And I wanted to make sure I was giving myself time to heal. So I wear a Fitbit device. And for the Fitbit, we're counting the steps. And I think for everybody, the goal is 10,000 steps a day. Well, taking my baby steps, and I'm not saying I shouldn't have been taking baby steps in those first few days, but for the first few weeks, I was only getting to 2,000 to 3,000 steps a day with everything I was doing. And I realized it was because I was taking baby steps. The minute that I went outdoors for a regular walk, and I walk up to 60 minutes a day, I was able to get the 10,000 steps pretty easily and pretty quickly. It really doesn't take that long to do 10,000 steps. The baby steps were holding me back. So in your life and in your business, more than likely, there isn't a reason with any regularity that you would need to take baby steps in any area. Instead, I want you to take regular steps, inspired steps, action-packed, action-filled steps. And that way, you can achieve more of the goals that you're setting for yourself. And I hope that you're doing some goal setting. If we don't write things down, then it's not actually a goal. Instead of just kind of a wish or a dream or an idea. Instead, give it legs, write it down, review it, look and see what it is that you want to achieve, because within reason, we can achieve anything we want to do. Anything you set out to do, you can do it if you set those goals, review them, and take action on them just about every single day. I do something in my business 7 days a week because sometimes it's just a tweet, just answering an email from someone, just taking a look at a product, just writing a paragraph for a new product that I'm creating or a training I'm doing for my mentees and students, things like that. So pretty much you can do things 7 days a week. The example I use for that is, would a professional athlete, just let's just say they're a basketball player or a baseball player, I love both of those sports, would they go on vacation for a week with their family and say, whatever you do, don't talk about basketball or baseball or any sports. I want to get away from it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Well, of course not. That's ludicrous to even think that that thought would pass their mind. That's their life. That's who they are. So with you, be a person who is achieving success and prosperity in your life. Let that be who you are. And then you'll be inspired to take a step in that right direction, not a baby step, a regular step, maybe even a giant step, every single day. So I'd like to share what I'm working on right now. I've just co-authored and published a brand new book for speakers, and I co-authored it with the awesome and amazing Ellen Finkelstein. And Ellen and I have known each other for, let me see, about 6-7 years or so. We met at a live event where we were both speaking and presenting, and we co-authored first on a book for authors, but I want to share this new book with you. I'm very excited. It's just been released in the past few days. It's called Speakers! The Quick Public Speaking to Business Method, Turning Your Talk into an Ongoing Revenue Stream. And you can see that over at connieloves.me/speak-to-business. And in this book, we share everything you need to know, even if you've never done any public speaking of any kind before. Or perhaps you're a little more seasoned or very seasoned with speaking. This book will help you turn that speaking into an ongoing revenue stream. And that's something that, from my observation, most speakers are not doing at all. Or if they are, they're not doing it well. So this is what we want for you. And again, this book was just published January 2021. So our previous book that you can see at connieloves.me/book-to-business. So the other one is Speak to Business. This one is Book to Business. connieloves.me/book-to-business is called Authors, ! The quick book to business method, turning your book into an ongoing revenue stream. And we published that in August of 2019. And within 6 months or so, we decided to team up again and co-author another book. Will there be a third book? I've already been asked that. I don't know. Maybe. Perhaps. It will depend on if one or both of us decide to take baby steps in that direction or really get moving with big giant steps. So I want you to know that you can do anything. And I know that my mother used to tell me this when I was growing up. Oh, Connie, you can do anything you want to do. Anything in life you want to do, you can do it. Or if it was something at school or something in the community, you can do it, Connie. You can do anything. Well, I didn't believe it. I thought that as a mom, she really had to tell me that, which she didn't, but I didn't know that growing up. And I didn't believe her. And it turns out she was right all along. So that's what I want you to do. Now, in my spare time, over the past 2.5 months, I'm going to say, I've been writing another book that's now finished. And the title of this new book, and I want to tell you a little bit about this one. The title is Booster Rocket Launches, Helping Your Prospects to Find You Everywhere. So you may know that I teach a course. It's called the 10-Week Author Program. And I do it twice a year, and I started doing it in 2018. So I've done it 2, 4, 6. This is the sixth time that I'm doing it. We've just finished up the fall 2020 10 weeks of our 10-week author program. And I realized during the very first one that I did back in 2018 that it would be much better if I wrote a book along with everyone else and could use it as a weekly example of my process, what I was thinking about, what I wrote, the research that I did, and all of these things. And this has worked well. I have more books. My students, about 60% of the people that come into the program create a book during our 3 months together. It ends up about 3 months because we take a week off. And the other 40%, well, 10% of those will then write a book and publish, you know, finish the book they started writing and publish it within 6 months or so. And the other, so that's 70%. The other 30%, they're still thinking about it. They're still taking baby steps. Because I'm always curious about this, why did one person finish the book during our 3 months or within another 6 months? Why did another person write a chapter or two and stop? And the reason is they're second-guessing themselves. They're not putting it, they didn't write it down as a goal. They didn't put it on their schedule to do some writing. It's on my schedule to write for an hour every day, which I probably should update that goal because I'm writing for 2 to 3 hours every day with product creation, emails to my list, everything that goes along with writing, social media updates, things like that. And that's just who I am now. It's what I'm doing. So I want you to think about your writing, and I've recommended Jim Edwards' training. It's so inexpensive. Go to ebookwritingprofits.com, and that is my affiliate link for Jim's course, and it's how to write an ebook in 7 days or less. Let me go over. I'm going over to my Twitter feed. I want to read exactly what I tweeted, and please connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green there. And I'm scheduling things throughout each day. So what I wrote from it, here it is. This is the headline from Jim's training, How to Write, Publish, and Sell Your Own Outrageously Profitable Ebook in as Little as 7 Days, Even If You Can't Write, Can't Type, and Failed High School English Class. And again, it's at Ebook Writing Profits. So let's talk about you and your relationship with taking baby steps. What is it that you've done in your life that was beneficial by taking baby steps, at least in the beginning? And what did you not achieve? And I don't use the word failure because every experience is a learning process, and the only failing we ever do is failing forward. But what did you not accomplish by taking baby steps? So with me, I am not a natural athlete. I have wanted to be at times throughout my life, but I now own the idea that I'm not an athlete naturally. But there are things that I like to do athletically. So I think back to when I started playing tennis. I was about 10 or 11 years old when I started playing tennis, and the other kids in my neighborhood were already playing, and I had tennis rackets that had been strung professionally and all these, and I had my tennis racket, my Wilson tennis racket, and I don't know where it was purchased from, maybe even the local dime store, drugstore, I just don't know, but it was not from a tennis or sports specialty shop, that I know for sure. And later on I did that, but in the beginning I had to take baby steps. And what I did was my mom took me to some place, to some store, and I bought tennis balls, and they were in a plastic container, and there were three of them, maybe two, three, four of them. And I would take those, and there was a restaurant not far from our house that they didn't open. I guess it was a dinner house, so they didn't open until maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And along the back, so in the parking lot and in the back of the building, I was able to practice on the weekends, or if there wasn't school one day, early when nobody was there. Nobody there was there at all, and I would do it. But I did it slowly because I wanted to perfect two strokes. I wanted to perfect my regular stroke and then my backstroke. And somebody showed me some things, one of the parents of one of the kids that I knew that was playing. And by doing this, and I was willing to do this for months, I took those baby steps until I could feel that I was ready to fly. And then I played more vigorously and finally was able to play competitively. So this was within a six-month period because I started with baby steps. So that made sense for me because if I had played with gusto when I was hitting it against the wall by myself, I might not have perfected those movements of my entire body, of my shoulder, my arm, my wrist, my hand, that led to being able to play competitively, to be able to be a contender. So in something like that, the baby steps can be beneficial if you cut them off at the right point. Because once I cut them off, I was a ranked tennis player by age 12 with the USLTA, the United States Lawn Tennis Association, USLTA. And that was a lot of fun during my younger teenage years until, for some reason, I told myself that I was not going to be able to do this, and I left the amateur tennis circuit. So, but no regrets, no regrets. I even played when I first was in college at UCLA. But I'm using this as an example. So in your business with your writing, let's look at writing. With me in the beginning, very beginning, first few months, I started with baby steps because I was embarrassed that I had been a teacher for 20 years, not an English teacher, but a classroom teacher for 20 years, and my writing was mediocre at best. So what I did with my baby steps every day, I wrote a 250-word blog post / article. So I would post it on one of my blogs. Yes, I had many back then. Then I would, within 24 hours, I would take it over to one of the article directories that pretty much are defunct these days. They didn't have a good business model, and they're gone. And I did that. And I did that until I challenged myself to write 100 articles in 100 days. I did not achieve that goal. I did it in 78 days. Yes, yes. And that's when I took off. I was ready to fly. No more baby steps for me. I was writing longer articles. I was writing more articles. I was turning them into short reports. I was making the ebooks ready and available for sale. And ultimately, it would take me a total of 4 years from when I came online, but that's when I published my very first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. And that title is burned into my memory forever without looking at it. So think about in your life, personally and professionally, what are you doing that's baby steps that you're not going to get away from the baby steps and ultimately you won't succeed? What have you started as baby steps and now you're ready to fly? And what have you started as baby steps took off and are having great success, and you never even thought about it from this perspective of baby steps. So baby steps can be beneficial in some cases and for short periods of time, but overall, I want you to move as quickly as possible into full steam ahead with regular steps and giant steps. So I'm Connie Reagan Green. The best place to connect with me is ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. ConnieReaganGreen.com. And also on Twitter, I'm Connie Green. And I would love to connect with you and teach you more one-on-one in a private setting, either in my mentor program or in one of my small group classes that I do twice a year. I have a fall jumpstart and a spring jumpstart that I'll continue, or my 10-week author course, that program. I'd like to connect with you to help you achieve your own Prestabilius, excellence in marketing. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Please subscribe, and I would love it if you left a review.